Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Welcome to the fire.
Welcome to the fire, boys. My name is Parker McDonald.
And I'm Walter Lee, and we'll be your hosts on this episode of the Southern Collective Hunting Podcast. If you're a new hunter trying to learn the basics,
or you're a veteran woodsman just trying to get through your workday, there's always a place at our campfire for you.
Speaking of the fire, we would love it if you guys would join our growing Patreon community and be a part of the best and only digital deer camp south of the Mason-Dixon line.
Come on. If you'd like to learn more, click on the link in the show notes. But for now, Walt,
welcome to the fire. Well, welcome back to another episode of the Southern Collective Podcast. We're coming to you from today from the truck headed to Kentucky. We are headed up to a little spot that we hunted last year that we're trying to kind of go back and, I guess, get redemption. I had a tough time last year, but really excited to get back up there this year. And if y'all called on, I said we. I've got Andrew Lang with us today. He is a longtime friend, short-time Patreon member of the Southern Collective. So he's going to be on here today to tell us, you know, kind of what he expects and what I expect from this hunt, kind of our hopes from what last year was and this year is going to be. So, Andrew, are you pretty excited for this trip?
I am pumped. I'm ready to get up here and chase some deer around. We've been looking forward to this for, you know, probably 2 months now. So from last time we got our cameras out, we've had some good deer come by, and then it's kind of went quiet. So it's good that we're going to be able to get boots on the ground and come up here and see if we can get after them.
Yeah, he nailed it right there. We are excited. Been watching our cameras. They've been pretty slow lately, but we're kind of going with a different tactic than we did last year. Last year we really got kind of engulfed in the beans and what, you know, bean television hunting is and how that plays in your mental mind that, hey, if you sit on a bean field, you're going to kill 140, just a really good buck. So this year we kind of going with a different tactic of one, looking at corn, persimmons, as well as like the CRP fields. So going forward, like this afternoon, I'm going to scout a CRP field and see where it is. But Andrew, where are you feeling that you're going to kind of spend a good bit of your time?
Last year, you know, we kind of set up on the beans. You know, didn't have a lot of luck, but we did see deer. No bucks, really. So I'm going to spend my, you know, efforts this year kind of around some corn. You know, some CRP areas as well. Trying to hit those bedding areas, trying to catch them coming back to bedding in the morning. You know, catch them going to, you know, out of the corn or to the corn in the evenings. So looking forward to it. You know, just testing something out this year. Don't really have any intel to go off of our cameras. So like I said, you know, we're just going to test it out and see what happens.
And for a lot of our Patreons, we're, you know, a lot of guys are in Florida, and you hear the state of Kentucky thrown around a good bit as a big buck state. And last year was our actual first year hunting Kentucky, so we had high hopes coming into the trip. Two guys from Alabama, and we came up and we thought, hey, we're gonna see just monsters left and right, and because that's what one social media and all these hunting shows, Realtree growing up, told us. So we got humbled really quick. So our expectations this year are kind of a lot, I wouldn't say less. We still know there's potential to kill a big buck, but it's not as easy as, you know, the TV shows and social media actually shows. So we're kind of getting ready on that. Did you get some humble pie last year on that, Andrew?
A lot of humble pie. So I was, you know, under the impression, you know, you come out to Kentucky where the big deer live and you, you know, sit on a bean field for a few hours and, you know, your 150 is going to walk out and you're just going to be able to stick him right there. Not the case. You know, left coming home very disappointed, very confused, you know, trying to regroup on another game plan. So, yeah.
God, well, we're about an hour and 20 minutes out from our destination. Gonna hit it hard, and hopefully we're gonna have some good luck. I'm gonna be hitting a lot of persimmon trees that I identified back in July. We came up here. We actually came up here for a weekend and scouted. And some of our cameras are blowing up with people scouting, you know, today and yesterday, and just trying to do some last minute stuff. And nothing's wrong with that. But we were fortunate enough to get up here and really learn some of these places and dissect them, because we're not, you know, we're not residents of this state. We're non-residents. We can't just come up here every weekend. It's about a 5.5 hour drive from our house, so it's not too terribly far. I'll tell you what, it's better than going to the beach.
That's right.
I'd rather be going to hunt whitetails than put my toes in the sand. But anyways, guys, we just wanted to kind of give y'all an update on what our hunt's going to look like. Hopefully we'll have a really good video come from this. Hope y'all enjoyed this little short segment here on the Southern Collective. And until next time, put a log on the fire and let it burn.